a group of cyclists from Bradford have teamed up with local artists to make a bike ride with a twist. They've constructed bamboo frames around their bikes to show motorists just how much room should be given to them when they're on the road. And our man, Richard Edwards, has been down in Bradford at Valley Parade all morning. He's now with Tim Curtis, the man behind the idea. Hello, Rich.
Yes, good morning, Liz, and welcome to the beautiful Lister Park in Bradford. I'll describe these bike frames to you in a moment. Very interesting contraptions. But before I do, I just want to describe the park to you. What a lovely place to start the working week. Immaculately pruned and manicured bushes, fountains gushing away to my left-hand side. Then in front of Cartwright Hall itself, there's a huge sculpture of a horse's head and another one of a rabbit's head on a very muscular body. I'll try and find out who they're by and what they're all about, and I'll send you a picture back. So lovely, lovely place. It'll be quite mild as well this morning. And then in front of me, in full lycra, is Tim Curtis, who has, well, he's cycled with one of these frames. Adam Owens from Bradford Cycling for All. We'll bring those in. We'll bring you in a moment. But I want to describe the frame to you. One of them, Liz, proudly sporting Bradford's claret and amber to celebrate the victory yesterday. The buzz continues. But these frames look a little bit like when you've seen bikes out in the, perhaps in Asia, where people seem to cycle around with their entire worldly goods strapped to the back of their bikes. It is one of those, made out of bamboo, stuck together with tape. The idea being, Tim Curtis, well, what is the idea of these frames?
We want to make people more aware of the space that bicycles and adaptive bicycles need on the roads, particularly in Bradford, but all over the country, really.
Now, is it really that bad out there, Tim, the relationship between cyclist and motorist, that you have to go to the extreme length of putting a big bamboo cage around your bike? It's not that bad, surely?
Unfortunately, I'd say it was that bad. I think I've ridden a bike since I was 11, and any cyclist that's ridden for that amount of time on the roads will be able to tell you anecdotal stories of how close, near misses, people overtaking you to turn left directly in front of you, overtaking you to and putting you in danger just to sit and queue at a traffic light. Any cyclist that uses the road will tell you that. When I first started working with Cycling for All, I asked some of our disabled cycling members, you know, what's it like when you go out on the road on a recumbent adaptive bike? And they said, we don't go on the road. It's far too frightening when you come up against a quarry lorry or a HGV or a bus or someone just driving recklessly. It's very scary. You're down at head height in a vehicle like that.
So there's the situation. You're trying to make things a little bit safer, but what's it like to drive around with what looks a bit like a bamboo clothes horse attached to your bike? Does it feel a bit odd? What sort of reaction have you had from drivers?
I've had a lot of experiences in cycling, in all my years in cycling, and that was one of the greatest, the most unusual and memorable. The physicality of having a frame attached to you, mine is like a carnival costume, so any gust of wind and I'm starting to blow about in the wind, being aware of the space, you're much, in a much bigger space, you're taking up almost a metre footprint, so being aware of making turns and corners and other traffic, that's unusual. But the people's reaction was fantastic. The people of Bradford were amazing, laughing at us and talking to us and asking us relevant, pertinent questions as we're cycling along. No, we didn't get any aggression on that ride. It was an amazing experience that day.
Cheers, Tim. Must just add, Liz, Tim turned out in full lycra this morning, very impressed on a slightly chilly morning. Now, Adam Tasker, now, Tim mentioned carnival there. This could have infinite possibilities, surely. Flowers attached, glow in the dark. Yeah. Where do you go next from here?
Well, we do disability cycling at Bradford University, and one of the main reasons we're doing this is because later on in the year we're doing a disabled coast-to-coast bike ride. And we're also doing Land's End to John O'Groats with a guy that can't use his hands. So we're having the engineering students making a bike. So when he turns his head, the bike will turn. When he moves his head forward, the bike will stop. And he's going to change gears just by using his elbows. So it's a big challenge and there's a lot to do. And it's really scary. Like Tim said, there's a lot of cyclists that are disabled that have just never ridden on the roads.
Yeah, there's real innovation there, isn't there? And these do seem like an early prototype version, the bamboo stuck together with the tape. I mean, could you see a more permanent version of this? Is it something that you could ever see being taken to the market?
Well, yeah, possibly. It'd be great if it was, because, I mean, imagine if you're in a bike that comes up to your hips, you know, and you're disabled and you're in a wheelchair and you can't get out. So you're much less visible. Having a bike frame like that really makes you stand out on the road. You know, it gives cars awareness and it sort of highlights the fact that you're in a different bike.
Adam Tasker, Tim Curtis, thank you very much. Now, Liz, these things are pretty impressive. The Bradford scarf, as I mentioned, I've sent you a picture back so you can have a look at them. I like the carnival idea. I also like the Dayglow idea, but the clothesaw thing struck me. On a nice sunny day, you could attach your washing to these, ride along. It'll be dry by the time you get home.
I love that. And Andy in Meltham's just texted us, Richard. He says, I think the cage around a bike is a great idea. And then he says, it might stop them overtaking on the inside and riding two or three abreast while racing their mates, says Andy in Meltham. So it could work both ways.
It could. There's that as well, Andy.